AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A juror is sick, so there will not be any testimony today in New York in a defamation trial where former President Donald Trump is expected to tell the jury why he has for years spoken so disparagingly about E. Jean Carroll, the writer who claims he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s. Meantime, Donald Trump has another endorsement from Nikki Haley's home state a day before the New Hampshire primary. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she's backing Trump. Another blow to Haley days after Senator Tim Scott endorsed him. South Carolina's GOP leadership has largely lined up against Haley, who is arguing voters need to make a simple decision whether to move away from failed Trump and Biden policies.
Do we want more of the same, or do you want something different?
Trump says voting for Haley would keep the status quo.
The radical left Democrats are supporting Nikki for a very simple reason, because they know she's easy to beat.
Ron DeSantis ended his nomination bid yesterday, leaving Haley as Trump's main GOP challenger. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum says he's not running for re-election. He recently dropped out of the Republican race for president. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from a former business partner of President Biden's son Hunter, Devin Archer, who was attempting to overturn his criminal conviction for securities fraud. Temperatures are expected to rise soon in states dealing with frigid cold. In many places, there are significant amounts of snow to clear. Dave Westfall has been plowing snow in Michigan.
Can I say crazy, but with the capitals? Yeah, I've been out 3 days with no sleep.
The Supreme Court says it will hear an appeal from Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop, sentenced in a 1997 murder for hire of the owner of a motel where he worked. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is rising again to build on its all-time high reached last week. The S&P 500 was 0.5% higher in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow rose 223 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.7% higher. Stocks climbed again as Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Yields have come down considerably since October on expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates several times this year. A number of economic reports this week could shift those expectations, including a report on Friday on the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. Macy's climbed more than 4% after rejecting a buyout offer. Archer Daniels Midland slumped almost 20%. The big agricultural company put its chief financial officer on leave and said it's investigating some of its accounting practices. Chinese stocks tumbled again as their dismal start to the year gets worse. Seth Sutel, New York.
Singapore crypto firm Terraform Labs has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.